Tell me, Chloe, have you always been interested in the weather?
Oh, yes. It's really fascinating in this country because it can be quite different in the north, in the west, and in the south, for instance, and it doesn't usually stay the same for long.
Mm-hmm.
It can be warm and sunny one moment, wet and cold the next. In fact, you can sometimes have all four seasons in one day.
So, when did you first photograph storms and things like that? Was that while you were at university or in your first job?
No, no, I was much younger than that. I was just a kid, really. We were coming home from holiday and we got caught in a thunderstorm. I took some pictures and luckily they came out really well. Since then, I've done lots of other kinds of photography, especially when I was a student. But I still love photographing lightning.
Hmm, that must be quite difficult. How do you get good pictures?
Well, the first thing is the right camera. It doesn't have to be expensive or particularly modern. I've had mine for many years and I avoid using digital ones. But the main thing is where you go to take your pictures.
Hmm. Which are the best places?
Well, some people take photos from their bedroom windows, but I live in a flat where there's no real view of the night sky. And so I have to go out. Standing in fields and on hills during a thunderstorm is rather dangerous, so I drive into the countryside, park, open the window and start taking pictures.
Uh-huh.
You're much safer with all that metal around you, like on a plane.
So, what about photography during the day?
I really enjoy taking winter photos when it's really freezing.
Which are your favourite? Snowy scenes?
I used to like doing those just after snowstorms, and sometimes those beautiful shapes like flowers that you see on glass when it's frosty.
Uh-huh.
But nowadays, I prefer mountain scenes with lots of ice, especially when you have water flowing down valleys and over waterfalls, and it gets so cold that it freezes solid.
Hmm. And during the rest of the year?
Storms, I think. You can get some great pictures when the wind is really blowing, particularly on the coast. Whenever there's a gale, I go down to the beach and take loads of photos of the waves. They can be amazing. And I'd like to take pictures of clouds, though it's often too dark to photograph them when it's stormy.
Mm-hmm.
Also forests, with everything bending in the wind. I've always wanted to try that too.